I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. The U.S. Department of Agriculture first began designating funds for rural development in 1933 as part of the New Deal. More federal funds were allocated in the Agricultural Act of 1970. This fiscal year, the Rural Development Program is administering some $38 billion in loans, loan guarantees, and grants. It's being used to construct or improve 48 rural libraries, assist 243 projects in the delivery of health care, and help more than 270,000 low-income families get affordable housing. But how are decisions made about projects that benefit rural America? On a recent visit to Washington, I asked Acting Undersecretary for the USDA's Rural Development Program, Doug O'Brien, to explain how the funds are dispersed.
USDA Rural Development has a somewhat unique delivery system relative to other federal programs. We work directly with the people in rural America or the community leaders in rural America. There's no sort of middle entity. There's not a state or local government entity that delivers the program for most of our programs.
There have been many criticisms of the program that this program is actually hurting rural America or that the USDA isn't really backing the program as much as they could, or that there are projects in big cities that are getting funding or suburbs that are getting funding from this program.
Right. Well, we do have some critics. I think relative to most other federal programs, we find that the support for the rural development programs is pretty strong. Your question about the, you know, funding going into a big city or into a suburb, I think I can say across the line, we stay away from that controversy because we don't have programs that are eligible to go into a big city. You know, on the margins in a suburban area, that can get to be a gray line. And some people, if you grew up in a town like me of, well, really 112 people and, you know, two churches and three bars, well, then rural meant something to me differently when I was 18 years old than somebody who maybe grew up in a bigger place. But at the end of the day, I think it is really important to realize that this division between rural and urban, I don't think is that helpful for rural people. At the end of the day, most of the markets for the products that come from rural America, whether they be manufactured products, food processing, energy, those customers are going to be in an urban place. And this is something that certainly Secretary Vilsack and the rest of it, USDA, are very quick to remind our urban brothers and sisters that their food, their clean water, most of their energy comes from rural America. It's in everybody's interest for us to, you know, to work together to make sure that we have policy that makes the most sense.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Doug O'Brien is Acting Undersecretary for the USDA's Rural Development Program. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To hear the Harvest Public Media two-part series on the USDA's Rural Development Program and to get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.